You'd be pretty happy with the way your club comes out of the break and puts in a 65-minute-plus performance here today?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that was a great game. Maybe a little bit of a slow start the first 5 minutes, but then we got going, and I thought we played a great, solid team game.
Persistence paid off as well for finally getting one to crack there in the second period?
Yeah, we had tons of chances. Nicky himself had two great backdoor looks, and then it was great to tie that game up. Obviously, good bounce for us on their second goal when they kind of interfered with the goalie, and that goal got taken back, so that helped for sure, too.
Take us onto the bench just on that overturned play. Wheels was saying you were pretty sold on the fact that it wasn't going to count. Just what did that do for your club at that point?
Yeah, that's a big game changer. You know, I kind of saw it right away, and then as soon as I see the replay, I kind of told Paul to look at it, and then they called in and see if it was going for us, and it went in our favor. So it was a good bounce for us, and then we were able to take over from there and play a great game.
Yeah, the way overtime has gone for this club this year, what did you think of the effort and the effort from the guys in the extra 5 minutes?
That was good. I don't think didn't generate too much offensively, but we didn't give too much. So. Maybe some we could maybe work a little bit on because we haven't had a whole lot of success on the overtime, but we were able to get in the shootout, so that was good.
You were adamant about this hockey club being very confident even after losing two games before the break.
Yep.
Is that how you felt clearly when you stepped on the ice again today after 5 days off?
Yeah, absolutely. And we played that way, I think. And it was a big win coming off two losses. We needed that bounce back, and we did, so it was good.
Like you said, hard it is to be patient in a game like that. You got some guys breaking sticks and stuff.
Right.
How much more do you learn, though, and how important is it to learn to be comfortable in games like that compared to maybe winning 6-4?
Yeah, you just got to stick with it. Some nights it's frustrating, you know. Everybody wants to get in the offensive zone and get chances and play down there. And when it's not happening, you just can't get frustrated. You got to stick with it. You know, it's a 1-1 game like this. Those are the game we're going to have to play till down the stretch. And if we get in the playoffs, those are the kind of games that's going to, you're not going to get 5 or 6 chances every night. So you just got to stay with it and don't get frustrated.
Matthew, on your goal, maybe just take us through how that play when you made the zone entry and then looked like Brian's shot sort of knuckled a little bit.
Yeah.
And you got a stick on it, obviously.
Yeah, it was a good play by Buff to find Litz there, and you just threw it back in on net, and I just was able to get my stick on it. That kind of fooled the goalie, I guess. I didn't even sure where it went in. I didn't even see it went in, but it was overall a good shift. I think our line had some great shifts, great chances, so it was just the results of one of them.
How tough was Smith to beat tonight?
Yeah, he was good. He's always good for this team, so... He made some huge saves to keep them in the game. This game could have easily been 3-4 once for us if it wasn't for him.